Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is September 26th, Monday. Two guests here today. I'm not by myself, thank God. People freak out when I'm by myself sometimes. Davino's here. He sleeps here. He doesn't leave. So he's always here.
I don't leave.
So he's here. And we also have a new guest here. One of my friends, Marco. He is here. He's four beers deep, I think.
Only three,
but we're working on four. Don't worry about it. And Davino, apparently this kid has been begging me all day. Like, can I introduce Marco? So go ahead. Do you know?
Well, you already said his name, so
sorry.
That's out of the picture. I just want to say he's my hero, and everything he says is not false.
Okay.
That
was awesome. That was what you waited for. That was the whole thing.
No, because I was supposed to intro him, and it didn't happen.
You could do like the bio though.
Yeah, you could do like a bio. Look. So quick background story on Marco here.
Pride is gone.
Great. Okay. quick background. All right. So like I was saying, like in previous podcasts, I've said that like I've known the same kids I've known my whole life, like since like fourth grade. And then along the way, some people get added. And the reason why I brought that up the last time is I don't remember actually. But I was saying how like it's just getting fucking worse and everything's all fucked up. Like there's just more legends being added. And this guy is a new addition.
The latest
addition to the group chat, group. And he's a wild card here. Marco, he likes to party. I remember specifically in Vegas, we're in the cab. And he just like added, like I forgot, but me and Buzz were sitting in the back and this kid's wired the entire trip. We're all burnt out from the sun and just drinking. And he's just like wired. And then we're like, yo, how are you like, did you sleep? And he's like, yo, I'm convinced no one does Vegas like I can. I was like,
which was true.
No, I do. I mean, I'm not going to fight you on that.
The first day that we got to Vegas when we went to Daylight.
That was a great time.
We went to Daylight. We partied all day. And me and Marco met these girls. How many were there?
Like four.
It was four of them. Four. And they were like, we're going to
Hakkasan?
Okay, we're going there tonight. And
Moccasin? It's a shoe.
It's Hakkasan. So
we're going to Moccasin.
They were like, we're going to see Calvin Harris tonight. And I was fiending to see Calvin Harris.
Of course.
So she goes, we can only get you two guys in if you want to come. And we went.
How was that?
I don't think Davino made it to dinner.
Davino fell asleep a little bit.
A little bit.
I heard that. You were like a zombie standing sleeping.
We were. Listen to this. First of all,
standing up.
Listen, it was like 10. We went to dinner with them. And I was like, the girl was telling me a story. I don't know if I was sobering up, but I was like falling asleep at the table. And Marco was like, yo, drink Red Bull vodka.
There you go.
I was drinking Red Bull and vodka like two in.
That's why I was so wired. That's why I was drinking the whole time.
And we get into Calvin Harris and it's 10 o'clock, but in New York, it's like, what is it? 10, 11, 12, it's 1 o'clock.
Right.
So like, I can't adjust to the time yet. And I'm sitting there, two more Red Bull vodkas and Calvin Harris isn't even on stage yet. Marco's like, yo, you want to leave? Like, let's go. You're tired. I was like, I will stay here until he comes on stage and I will in fucking enjoy it. And damn, did I fucking enjoy it. I was dancing. I don't know if I was awake through it all, but
I don't know. What
I was
the hell
fucking
I
dancing.
I don't know where the hell I was that night. Probably losing all my money at the
I don't know where
tables.
All you guys were.
I think everyone else went to sleep because I don't know.
I don't know. Actually, wait, that night, no, I was gambling that night. The next night, I fucking was just out. I just fucking went right to street. You hear me? Right to sleep.
We shared a bed.
We went to Encore, no?
That was Friday.
That was Friday.
Friday Encore, mm-hmm. which was fucking hilarious. That was the night you're talking about?
Best night ever.
No, that was the next night.
Yeah.
We're talking about the night before.
Oh.
Marco, we landed on
this was
Thursday.
A long time. Yeah.
We landed on Thursday.
And we went to
Daylight
Moccasin
and then
Hakkasan.
Moccasin, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hacky Sack, whatever the fuck it's called.
Great place. I can't wait.
I've never been there. Heard good. Never mind. I'm going to go fuck myself
no
over
regrets.
Here. anyway, the reason why, like, originally I told Marco, like, I was talking to Marco and he told me the story. And I'm like, dude, you have to tell this story on a podcast because it is fucking hilarious. Because people all the time, they're like, yo, I love when your friends are on. Mm-hmm. And I love the stories you guys have. And I'm like, okay. You guys, right? Marco has some stories. So you give the background story about you had a little bit of health problem.
I wouldn't call it a health problem. It was, I developed a cyst on my lower region.
Where?
You know, my glutes.
The back door.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
by the back
right
door.
On my ass crack, okay?
Oh, yeah. There we go. That's it. All right. Just making sure.
And so this was a little while ago. I'm all good now. But at the time I was seeing this girl. We don't have to give a name, right?
No. Okay. No. Yeah, okay. We're good for that. Good. Okay. She's a girl. That's all we got.
And yeah, so this was like right in the middle when it was really bad and like I was bleeding a lot and a lot of pus and stuff was coming out of there.
Jesus. What were you? Could you sit down?
No. It was very hard to sit. It was very hard to walk.
And it was
work.
Just like oozing and shit?
Yeah. Oh,
and I'm sorry.
I had like paper towels and stuff down there like 24/7. Oh, the doctor actually recommended that I buy some pads. To wear.
Nice. Wait. Did you get some period pads?
I wore those for about a week.
That's what he was
doing. Did you
about?
Really? Yeah, that's what I would have done.
Just right inside. Yeah. It worked because I could keep it on all day. It's great product.
Not a Band-Aid.
Great product.
Not a gauze, just a period pad.
Yeah, just
yeah,
a pad.
Yeah. I would have worn a diaper. You know, fuck it.
Maybe, so excited for this.
Yeah.
Do you know this already?
No, I haven't heard this.
You haven't heard the story?
No, that's what I'm excited
so
about.
All right, so go ahead.
I don't think it's great, but okay. So, so yeah, so... It was. I hadn't seen her in a while, and we also hadn't had sex in a while, I guess. So,
right.
So, like, when we saw each other, we just, like, decided to start having sex.
Right.
And in the middle of it, I felt myself getting a little, like, runny, I guess.
That is the most disgusting way to fucking describe it.
Hold on, I'm bleeding.
Hold on.
No,
I'm getting a little runny right now.
Most girls go, I have my period. And Mark was like, no, I'm bleeding from my ass.
No. Yeah.
No, so I didn't want to say anything. So I tried to like
ignore
pull it.
It
off. Like nothing was happening. And right. I tried to like get up and go to the bathroom. But as I turned around, all I hear is her yelling, oh my God, you're bleeding. Like so loud. And I'm just like, oh shit. And
how much blood are we talking, by the way?
Like a significant amount.
A
like
significant amount?
Significant amount.
They like were, if someone walked in, you're like, someone was stabbed here?
No, not that much. Let's.
All right, but like, I'm trying to.
Blood went onto like her bed.
Oh,
yeah. So it was.
So like a bloody nose.
Gotta put down the
kind
towel.
Of bleeding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, so then we went into the shower and I cleaned myself off and we continued in the shower. So that way the blood.
Wow, she's a trooper.
Would not
oh,
be
boy.
Effective.
If yeah. you were bleeding, I'd be like, you gotta go home, man. You don't feel good.
Well, no, I was sleeping there that night, so I had nowhere to go. So
she had nowhere to go.
She was stuck with me. So
she's very nice for.
Yeah, great.
She's girl. A trooper, great man. Girl, imagine someone just bled all over your shit. You'd be like, oh God.
I would tell her to go home and bring the sheets with you.
Well, you're like the nicest guy ever. Then fuck, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I would have just been like. Kind of not in the mood to have sex, but that's just how I react to blood. Blood's not my shit, you know what I mean? I'm not one of those people that sees blood and they pass out and they like fucking whatever. I'm just saying, like, blood's not my shit, so I would be like, okay, blood's here, let's just kind of watch a movie now after I clean my sheets. Yeah. She was like, no, I was getting in the shower, just get rid of that blood and start right back up. I like this girl. I want to give her a high five.
She's actually a very big fan of you. She asked me to meet you a bunch of times, but it never came together.
That's
so.
Nice. So she's great. She sounds like a great girl, honestly.
Yeah, very good.
Hey, you just got back from New Orleans, too.
I did, yes.
Which is the most fun you've ever had.
That was. I would rank New Orleans ahead of Vegas, actually.
Oh, I was just
and
about
I know
to ask
Davino's
you,
man. Going to get mad at me for that, but never. I think that if we all made a trip like we did to Vegas to New Orleans,
yeah, we have to.
It would be
One of my buddies went to New Orleans, and... I hadn't spoken to him in a while, and I just like texted him out of the blue, like, "Dude, we gotta hang out soon, whatever." And he's like, "I'm in New Orleans right now." He was sending me videos. It's just mayhem.
Yeah,
just like
it's total mayhem
in the streets. Just mayhem.
There's Bourbon Street, right? It's just like literally maybe a mile of just bar after bar after bar of, and you can drink in the street everywhere in New Orleans. Like not even just on Bourbon Street, like the whole entire city. You can just bring out your beer, your whatever, and just walk around drinking.
And just like all dive bars and shit?
Yeah.
This gets burping.
That can get edited, right?
Yeah.
My dad told me, him and my mom went to New Orleans, fucking psychos. And he told me, he goes, yo, if you go, you won't survive. You won't come back.
No, yeah, it was my mom actually had gone like a week before I went.
Wow.
And she was very concerned that I was going to be taken advantage of by a hooker.
She was scared.
That was her. That was her warning to me. She was like,
Jesus. She's like, hey, you better watch it.
Yeah. She's like, Marco, there's hookers in all the bars. Okay, you have to watch who you talk to. Watch your wallet.
They'll
like,
kidnap you.
Yeah, exactly. So,
what's that fucking movie where they kidnap Americans?
Taken.
No.
Liam Neeson, favorite actor, no. by the way. Very good. High fives.
Yes. No, Hostel.
What?
Hostel.
You remember Hostel?
Ew.
Never seen that.
Where, I mean, it's not in New Orleans, but it's like. You go abroad and like they have these girls talk to these American guys and say, oh yeah, come with me. And then I don't know why I did like a...
That was good.
That was terrible.
I like it.
But they like drug these Americans and they put them in a hostel and they just start fucking with them. Like,
wow.
Cut their Achilles and just like... You never seen this shit?
No, I gotta
like
check it out.
There's like three movies.
I'll check it out.
Hostel?
Doesn't it take place in Brooklyn, one of them?
No.
I thought.
When
I don't know. Maybe. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Probably what's going on right there right
when
now.
You say cut the Achilles, I've seen a movie where they cut the Achilles and it's not interesting.
Like, they cut the guy's Achilles and they're like, oh, go ahead, walk. And you can't.
Yeah.
Like, you physically can't. So he just collapses.
Don't they do that in the Human Centipede?
They do something like that. Oh, my God. House, first of all.
House of Wax.
Human Centipede. Human Centipede 1 was like...
Bothered me.
It was kind of cool.
Oh, my God. Bothered me. I can't believe
what were you going to say?
So Human Centipede 2, have you seen the second one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When it's like a long chain.
Oh, yeah.
There's one girl in the back of it. She's an Asian girl. And and I actually know her. She's one of the people that I know that.
Really?
So I go to Spain in summers. And she's one of the girls that goes to Spain. I'm not like great friends with her. She's friends with my cousin.
Right.
But yeah, she was in the back of the chain of the Human Centipede, which is...
Yo, that's crazy. Yeah. Why would you be happy to be in that movie?
I'd be through the roof. Are you kidding me?
Are you shitting me? It was a low budget film.
Yeah, but it's like, you know,
oh,
that's big, man. Everyone knows Human Centipede. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much money that...
It's a costume.
What?
What?
I've seen somebody like put a costume together as the Human Centipede. But with the three people.
For like Halloween?
Yeah, oh. I've seen it. They won an award at the bowling alley.
Who did? Oh, they were the Human Centipede?
Yeah, it was two blow-up dolls behind a guy's ass.
Oh, I thought actual people were like connected at the ass. Oh,
no, that's terrible. Ugh.
Have you guys seen the third one?
There's three?
There's a third one that it takes place in a... I don't know why I've watched all of these.
That's sick.
But scary. There's a third one that takes place in a prison, and the guy's... The third one's just terrible. It's just psychotic. The guy basically makes the entire prison inmates into a giant... It's like, it's literally 100 people in a centipede.
See, that's when you got to give up making the movie. Yeah, like,
wait, where can I see this
enough
one?
Enough is enough.
That one, I don't even think that there's
the second DVD. One, you had to like, you know, find it shady.
I watched it in like one of those illegal websites.
Yeah, the second one,
and it got like 0.3 stars. Like,
right. It was not good.
I didn't like the bad guy in the first one. His face is still imprinted in my head.
He was creepy because
the bad guy
super...
in the first one is the bad guy in the third one.
Oh, I like that.
Are you serious? Yeah. I'll watch it.
The guy in the second one was like just off.
Crazy.
Like, he was. Yeah. I didn't like him.
That's the director of the movie.
The fat dude?
Yeah, I don't know why I know all these details.
Yeah, you know a lot.
Jesus Christ, bro.
He's like, yeah, that's the director. I know the girl. Like, this guy. Were you on set and
I'm
shit?
I'm an expert.
Did she make a lot of money off of that?
I don't know. I don't know.
You have to.
You get paid, you know.
$1,000?
I mean, you get paid a good amount of money to be in movies, dude.
A low-budget movie.
Right.
I'm not even sure. I don't remember the movie. I don't even remember if she had lines or anything.
Joey, we watched The Human Centipede at your house, didn't we?
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
I watched the first one at Dylan's house.
Ah, that's where we
were. And I kept making fun of the guy's like voice because he was just super excited being this fucking weird scientist who was... The worst part... You know, it's crazy. That movie... People's faces are in asses and sewed to the ass and shitting in mouths. And
so weird.
You know what I mean? And the worst part to me was like, I remember this one scene in the first one where like the chick, or the first two people that get caught by this guy, they wake up in like this makeshift hospital in the basement of this guy's house and they're connected to IVs. And this one girl just, I guess, gets so scared that she just... Oh no! She's trying to get out, but they're like tied to the bedpost, whatever. And then she gets her hand free. The guy comes downstairs. She goes to like run away, and then like the IV is still in her arm, so it just like rips off her arm. Like just it was the most painful I've ever. You know when you see like someone get kicked in the balls, and you're like, okay, my balls hurt. That was the most painful thing. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Every time I see something weird like that, I get a weird feeling in my ass. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like when I see something happen like gross, I'm like, oh my ass. Oh,
your ass?
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
For me, it's like my stomach or my like biceps.
My, basically, my like... lower body feels weird.
Okay. real quick before we move on, let's get to the sponsorship here. We got Harry's Razors.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Great stuff. So I've worked with Harry's before, and they've sent me like their product, their razors, and their whatever the fuck. That comes in this box. That's probably not the best way to do an advertisement, to be honest. But I had a bunch, and I had extra, so I gave them to my sister's boyfriend. And the other day, like randomly, he just goes, yo, those razors? He doesn't sound anything like that, by the way. Best razors I've ever used in my fucking life. I'm like, all right, nice. So there you have it. An actual fucking, what's that called? Testimonial or whatever? Anyway... They have high quality, high performing German blades, okay? German blades, that's how you know. It's a fraction of the drugstore costs, plus no pesky plexiglass cabinets to unlock either. There you go. It comes in like a really fucking cool box and shit like that. It's about half the price of other big branded blades. They ship for free to your front door. The Star Set is an amazing deal. For $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 razor blades, which the cream, by the way, actually works. My fucking neck always... is like dry. I get bumps and shit, so it's nice. But if you want to go to Harry's, you go to harrys.com, and Harry's will give you $5 off if you type in my coupon code, which is basement. Okay, so go to harrys.com, harrys.com, and enter the coupon code basement for $5 off. Okay, there you have it, Harry's. Now back to the face in the assholes. Real quick, when you brought up Centipede 2. So, I'm sure people, for the most part, have seen Human Centipede 1.
Right.
Right? Because that was, like, a big thing or whatever. Yeah. The second one, I don't even know if you could watch it now, because I remember it got, like, banned in, like, every country except, like, Chile Slovenia or something. Yeah, yeah, like, some weird fucking country where they don't give a shit what happens to anybody. The guy, he's the director. Is that mm-hmm. really true? Mm-hmm. That guy's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember him... It's weird because there's like this there's this moment where he's like a parking garage guy.
Yeah,
he like sits in a booth or whatever, and he's sitting there watching the Human Centipede 1 in the movie, right? And he's watching as this guy's sewing and they're shitting in each other's mouths.
Oh my God, that was the worst.
And he's actually standing he's like up and cheering. It, yeah. He's like, yeah, right? It's the fucking weirdest thing.
Yes.
And he also jerks off with sandpaper in that movie, which is sick.
Does he?
I don't remember.
Yes, he does.
I
don't remember
that.
Oh my
God. I do.
Okay, yeah. Oh, knows too much about this movie now.
Huh? Yeah, well, I mean, that's the only thing I remember. And some chick was like giving birth in a car. I remember that, I think. Or am I crazy?
I don't know.
I might be making. I know the jerking off with sandpaper part is true. The birth part, I might have just thrown that in there. Might have mixed that up. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's a fucking weird thing. What is the third one called? Do you know? Or it's just Human Centipede 3?
So Human Centipede 3.
All right.
The fat guy's actually
there's no
in that
like
one
Rise
too.
Of the Ass or whatever it is.
Ugh. Or I don't know. Rise of the
100
Ass.
I don't know why I said that. That was fucking terrible.
Do you remember the first one when the dude is about to take a shit? Oh no.
He's like, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. He's like Japanese or something, right?
And the
yeah.
bad guy's like, yes, give him protein. Like, or something like that.
First of all, the guy in the front was like the most upset, which I don't get because...
I would love to be in the front. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't love to be in the front.
But like, if I had to
if
choose.
I had to be somewhere.
Yeah, if we had to flip a coin and I got first pick, I'm taking front. Absolutely. Everyone, you can get connected to my ass, whatever, dude.
With the images in my head, it's bothering me.
Can you imagine being in the middle? Now that's a fucked up place.
Ass and mouth.
Ass and mouth. You eat shit and then shit out the shit you ate.
Oh, I'm so upset.
That was crazy. Dude, middle piece. Really fucked up. You have to think that some like weird... Like European dude is just in his house. Like, he's probably tried to connect squirrels together.
Oh,
and then I think that's what happened actually in the first one. The guy was like doing it on dogs, and it worked or whatever. Because that's how those psychos do. They like try it on fucking animals. Probably try. You know what I mean? And then they move to humans.
I don't want to talk about it no more.
Why? How's your ass?
Oh,
that's hurting.
It's just so weird.
That's weird. Where like if you see someone get kicked on the ball, you're like, ah, my ass.
No, like if I can't really explain it. Like if I see something really gross, I'm like, oh my God, my ass.
Something gross?
Something weird. I can't explain it. Like, when it happens, I'll be like, yo, my ass hurts. This is what I was talking about.
Like,
but or like my balls hurt. Sense, some though. Crazy shit. Yeah, it's weird.
Speaking of gross, I don't know why this just popped in my head, but do you guys remember Rotten.com?
Nope.
I think so.
Rotten.com, when I was super young, I don't think it exists anymore. If it does...
Pain Olympics.
Like, I mean, Pain Olympics, I remember that.
That was terrible.
I don't know if it's like exists, but I don't know if it's called Rotten.com or just Rotten something, but I remember Rotten being in there, but it's just basically a site with a bunch of pictures of actual...
Oh, I remember.
Like, dead bodies.
Dude.
Yeah, it was the fucking grossest
thing.
That's not it.
No. I'm pretty sure it was like famous because of the OJ trial, mm-hmm. whatever. They had the pictures of the bodies on there. Like, somehow these fucking people got them. Probably some like weird... Asian technology, like whatever, firewall, whatever they call it. And they couldn't get taken down by the FBI or whatever. But they had a bunch of pictures on there, and that was like the grossest shit in the world.
Well, now it's a website for horse mutton.
What the fuck is that?
What is that?
I don't know.
Horse mutton?
It says still hungry for horse mutton.
Is that a cake? Is that a cake?
Still hungry for horse mutton? Here you go.
See what it says.
Lemon pie.
I don't think so. I think it has to do with horses.
By Maybe. The way, can you explain something to me, Marco? Because I almost let this slide.
Probably not.
Like, yeah. So, on Marco's Snapchat story.
We're back to this.
Like, yeah, I'm sorry. Because it just popped into my mind again. So, on Marco's Snapchat story, I'm clicking through whatever I'm seeing. I'm like, oh, this place looks sick. There's a bunch of people in the street. And all of a sudden, I click to the next one. And it's some just, like, British chick. And she goes, fuck my arsehole, please. And then that's the whole snap.
Are you serious?
And I didn't ask him about it because I didn't fucking like know, you know, what to even like. Hey, what's with the chick screaming "fuck my asshole"? What was that about? She was good looking too.
She was very pretty. She was a phenomenal girl. She was very adorable. She was very like a naive person. I think
she was very innocent.
Very innocent. She was right. Very innocent. So right.
So why was she screaming "fuck my asshole"?
So we
doesn't
met her.
Sound too innocent. I know everyone's like, yeah, she sounds real fucking innocent. Fuck my asshole.
Were you guys good friends?
So, well, I met her there. I don't know.
We did
met
you
her.
Become good friends? Is what I'm
yeah, we were hanging out for quite a bit. She's actually coming to New York. She's making like a trip around America. She said she'll be in New York the next couple of weeks, so she's gonna hit me and my friends up, and we went hang out over here.
Sweet.
Which,
sounds pretty legit.
Yeah.
Get her arsehole. First of all, arse is my favorite shit in the world.
Arse,
when people say arse, I'm like, ah. Because like arse doesn't, like, an asshole is an asshole. An arsehole is like a different thing. I don't know what that is, but it's not, I can't be an asshole. Mm. It sounds
is.
Too
it's
cool.
It's just British.
No, I know, but it just sounds too cool. It's got to be something else.
I love the British.
Well, I thought she was Australian at first.
Mm.
She might have been Australian. Even I'm better. Honestly, I have no idea.
No, she was British. Oh, okay. I asked her if she was Australian, but she was British.
I watched that Snap story. I just didn't have it on, like, the volume of.
Oh, yeah, that's what
you missed
what
a good
saying.
One.
Yeah. I know, man. I'm
so, yeah, so
angry.
We met her on the street, and guys were throwing beads down to her so, like, she could show her boobs to them. And she had no idea what the beads meant. So, like, we explained it to her. We told her what the beads meant. And then she was like, oh, okay. So, like, she flashed me and my friends, like, really quickly, which was nice of her. And
she was a very nice girl.
Wait, so she was just like, hey, can I get some beads? Like, I want some beads.
Is like, guys, like, you know, guys are up top, like, a bunch of frat guys just, like, throwing, like, literally chucking beads at people on the street, like grenades.
Is it like, hard to get those, like, them. Were you staying at one of those hotels, like, on Bourbon?
No, not on Bourbon. Like, that would have been miserable. Like, because Bourbon Street also never closes, like, 24/7.
Well, so there's no shot you're sleeping.
Yeah, basically. You would never sleep.
We
you
need
can
to
walk
go
into
there.
A bar at like 8 a.m. and like it'll be open with people in it. Like
it's just always packed.
Yeah.
It's always a madhouse like that.
I got there 7 o'clock at night on Friday. Yeah, but yeah, it's always packed. It's always packed. It's crazy. But yeah, so then she was telling us, she brought it up actually, how she never has had anal sex. She just brought it up out of nowhere.
Because that's what comes up in conversation.
Like, literally out of nowhere. I guess I just have the face that people want to talk to that about.
She's like, hey, what's up, man? I never did anal before, so what else you got? Like, that's, so out of nowhere, she's like, yeah, I've never done anal.
Yeah.
And then she screamed, please fuck my ass. Now I don't understand. Now I get
it,
where
it
she's
makes sense,
that.
Right? So I was just like, oh, do you want to try it? Blah, blah, blah. Well, unfortunately, we did not try it, but...
Damn.
She was like, yeah, and then she was like... And then I was like, oh, can I film you saying that? And then she said that. And it was nice.
That was great.
We need to go.
It was hilarious.
Yeah,
we do need to go.
Yeah, I really want to. That's the next like place I want to go to. It sounds awesome.
Vegas is out of the picture next year.
No, it's not out of the picture. You can go to two places in a year, dude.
I'm so down.
It also wasn't, well, it was much less expensive than Vegas. Like the drinks and stuff. They have 3-for-1 deals.
Wow.
I paid $7 for 3 beers multiple times. So you basically spend like $30 and you're gone. And I'm in Vegas, you spend $30 and you get half a drink. So
yeah. Half a drink. Half.
You just get to ask somebody a question for $30.
A teaspoon. Yeah.
People want you, like, take a picture of me. I'm dressed as a pirate. $30. Thank you. Yeah. You're the fucking man.
We took that picture, didn't we, Marco?
With Ralph? You were there?
No, oh, yeah. I was that. With Dominic.
Those chicks are dressed as pirates.
Dominic and Dylan. Oh, my God. I got one of their numbers.
And the pirates?
I asked her what her name was. And I was like, she was like, my name is Cherokee. I'm like, okay, is that your stripper name or your parents named you that? And she's like, no, that's my real name. And she was kind of feeling me. Like, she was like feeling up my arm and shit. And I was like, yo, listen, like, this is my last day. Like, you want to chill tonight? Like, what's up? She goes, I can't take your number because I'm on camera, but like, write it down for me and, you know, I'll hit you up later. And I was like, all right, this girl has to be a prostitute. 100%. She was like feeling up my arm and shit. Well, I gave her my number and she didn't call me. I wasn't upset.
It happens.
I think she was kind of just working you, bro.
It could have been that. She wasn't even that good. I was just really drunk and I was like, I'll fuck. Whatever.
Well, isn't that nice? How's the weather in New Orleans?
Oh, it was great when we were there. It was.
Is it like that? I mean, I don't know if you know, but is it like that like all year round? Because like we can go in like fucking March or some shit.
Yeah, like February. February is Mardi Gras.
What's Mardi Gras?
February.
Oh, it's in March. It's in February.
Yeah.
That's probably just.
That's
ape shit.
Yeah, I'm sure that's like this was packed out. I can't even imagine what it's gonna be like in Mardi Gras.
You probably can't move in the street.
Yeah, it'd probably be terrible.
It looked amazing.
I'm trying to do that. Because I love like dive bars and just fucking nut jobs, you know?
Yeah, it's literally all dive bars, Bourbon Street. And there's a strip club. There's like 12 strip clubs within like 2 blocks. It's retarded. Like, that's just bad business. Why is there so many strip clubs all the time?
They probably all make money too.
Yeah, I know.
Did you go to any of them?
I did, but it wasn't my wanting to because like I didn't want to like spend money at a strip club. Right. It was that girl that...
the arsehole chick?
No. Wait. The one that I sent you guys the picture of.
Oh yes.
Which
that was good.
Yeah, we don't have to discuss that, right?
<That's> No, we don't have to.
But yeah, she wanted to go to the strip club, so I went with her, and and the strip clubs were good.
It was dope.
Yeah, they were good.
Dude, I went to a strip club once in Manhattan, just like a random, basically a dive bar strip club because it was just so like not cool. Just like some, like, I don't, dude, I went in there and it was just like, the girls were just kind of like, yeah, whatever. Like, and no one in there was happy. All the dudes were just kind of just weird and upset. It was not cool.
I went to my first strip club with Dylan and Dom and it was in the city and it was just like, I don't like going to strip clubs because I don't like throwing money at girls, just like, you know, like paying for it. But if you're a female, I was watching this girl get a lap dance. Damn, you get the full everything. Girl gets to grab her tits, her feel her up, everything. If you're a guy, you don't get to touch this. Oh my God, an ugly stripper gave me a lap dance. Dylan grabbed her and goes, "Give my friend a lap dance." She hopped right on. I was like, no, whatever. You know, like I had no choice. Like she danced on me for 2.5 minutes. I gave her like 10 singles. I was like, okay, I'm going to save the rest of this for later and then whatever else I have in my pocket. She goes, no, it's $20 a lap dance. I was like, but you suck. Like, you're trash. Like,
hey, she's trying.
Sucks, yeah. I was just
the girl I went with got a lap dance and it really turned me on.
I would have been like,
that was
rock
great,
hard.
Man. That's, yeah.
You probably go super hard for chicks.
Yeah.
But you got to think about it. Like, strippers, like, when they're dancing on like dudes, they probably deal with dudes all the time who are fucking like super weird.
Yeah.
And like doing like just whispering weird shit.
Yeah.
I could take you out of here and just like,
what's your sign?
Yeah. I think I love you. I did that once to Nick. Like Nick, the first time we went to Vegas, we met these girls from like Utah. And I was like, where are you guys from? They're like, Utah. I was like, well, that fucking sucks.
Yeah,
like, you guys are from, you guys got the jazz out there? I'm like, whatever. But I was just fucking with them. But Nick got one of their numbers and we're back in our room. And it's like 4 a.m. And I'm texting the girl from his phone. And I'm just like saying just the dumbest shit just because I'm just fucking around. And then she was sleeping, obviously. And I'm just texting her. No one's answering. And then I just wrote, I think I love you. That girl woke up from a random text from this guy that she like just met. I think I love you. And oh my she was God. Probably thinking, I was begging to see them the next day because that would have been the most awkward fucking experience ever.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's
funny. Was,
but I just got back from Vegas. That was I missed that place, man. Vegas? I just got back too. But well, you here miss we Vegas? Go. Yeah,
we should go. City.
But it's like I went there. I went there for like work, so it's like I couldn't really enjoy it. But just like walking the show, I actually saw this one. I forgot what it's called, man. But it's this one like. It looks like it. What's the place in Orlando? City Walk.
Yes.
So it looks like that, but just on steroids, and it has like this zip line above you, mm-hmm. and you just there's like people flying over your head.
That's so cool.
And
that's
there's
cool.
like a bunch of places to drink and everything's lit. The ceiling is like a LED lights and it's just the wildest shit.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. And I went to fucking a magic show. And it was,
I love Orlando.
You know. Yeah, here we go. I know you talk about Orlando. Nope. Why do you love Orlando?
I'm good. Thank you.
I hate Orlando because of the weather. Because I sweat as soon as I get... Like, oh, I'm so on the plane muggy. And I sweat.
Yeah.
That's the worst weather ever, I think, yep. I've ever been in.
Humid, yeah. Oh,
100%. Dude, my fucking inner thigh ball gooch region was just stinging red.
Yeah. Don't wear briefs. Don't wear briefs.
Don't wear underwear at all.
Sometimes I go like that.
I don't do that.
I like I'm to be on crazy. The
I would sweat through my pants probably.
Though. Yeah, you would.
No. Nah. I normally sweat a lot anyway.
Oh, dude, I'm a fucking sweater.
Yeah. And I'm an abnormal sweater too. Like, I only sweat on my right side of my body.
That's.
Which is, it's weird. The dermatologist was worried I had like thyroid cancer because like you know wow. you sweat too much.
Yeah.
But I'm cool. I just sweat a lot. It's just like
it's just my shit.
Have you guys ever worn jeans without boxers?
Yes. No. What am
or
I?
Or shorts?
Psycho?
I have.
You know.
I
like doing it because it's like I'm ready for anything. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like I could real. You want to fuck? Bet.
My the tip of my dick hurts right now thinking about that.
No, it's no. good. It's basketball like, shorts with nothing underneath.
Well, that's just like flopping around everywhere then.
Yo, I'm telling you the truth. Like when I had a girlfriend, it was like I wore shorts with nothing on underneath because it was really quick.
I feel like dude, boxers just, aren't that much of like yeah, an impediment.
Dude, just fucking anyway. It's literally half a second longer.
Well, when I've had a dream once where I was sleeping in my boxers and listen what? To this. Hold on. I went to bed in my boxers.
Yeah.
Listen, I went to bed in my boxers. Yeah. And I had a dream. In my dream, I was wearing my boxers and people were pointing at me and laughing. So
in your room? I just woke, surrounding your listen, bed?
No, it was just whatever I was doing in the dream. So I woke up in the middle of the night, put my shorts back on, went back to sleep, continued whatever I was dreaming. Until this day, I will never sleep in boxers. I only sleep in basketball shorts. Or really? Cargo shorts if I'm feeling really sick.
I sleep in boxers all the time. But no, just only boxers.
I have to wear basketball shorts.
Huh?
I switch it up. I like
I don't know.
Pajamas,
I
boxers.
I can't wear a shirt, though. There's no way. Unless I'm like hammered. And I can't
wear like an undershirt. Like a like
no,
a light,
why?
Like a light brisk t-shirt.
Why?
Not brisk.
Wear no shirt, bro.
A light brisk. No, I can't wear a shirt. I get itchy.
One time I went to
in
bed.
In the winter, you don't get cold?
No, man. I turn the fucking heat up. Or I love being hot.
Ew.
Like I love.
Like you like to sweat when you sleep.
No. I don't like to sweat, but I like being. I'd rather
cozy?
Be hot than cold.
You like to snuggle. You're
I
one
actually
of those?
Like sleeping in the cold because it's like your upper mm-hmm. body can get cold, but your lower body's hot.
Yes.
And when you get the blanket, yeah. My blanket is fucking. Yeah. It's 1,000 degrees under there.
That's
and it's
it is.
Freezing on the outside, and so.
Do you guys ever have trouble like controlling the temperature when you sleep?
What do you mean?
Like. Is that me?
I don't know. There's
do you hear that?
Some like interference
some static.
Here. It sounds like the Predator, honestly.
Why is it?
Yeah.
As somebody's phone's near the fucking thing.
Oh,
my phone's here too. So what are you talking about? Controlling
like,
the temperature?
Like sometimes like in the summer, it usually happens. Like if I don't have the AC on, I get really hot. But then I turn on the AC and I get really cold. Like and I can't get comfortable, you know? Like it,
yeah.
I go back and forth.
It happened to me like every time I put my AC on, I would wake up in cold sweats.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I just like sick? Like, what the fuck is happening? But I don't know. My AC's old as fuck. It's probably just blowing asbestos in my fucking room.
Wow. Asbestos is bad. But I still sleep till today. Like, I'll have my AC on in when I go to sleep. But if my dad will come in and turn it off, I wake up instantly with like a bloody nose. Yeah, man. I'm like, yo, dude, in the morning, I'm like, yo, what the fuck, bro? Like I can't breathe when you turn off the AC. And he goes, it's like fucking 40 degrees outside. And I'm like, yo, it doesn't matter. Like, I can't breathe. You got to leave the AC on. You
wake over to bloody
noise. Yeah, multiple times. And I'm like, yo, I can't breathe, bro. Yo, he'll shut it off. I'll wake up at like 2:37 and I'll walk over to the window.
Why that time?
Put it back on and I can't sleep in silence. The TV has to be on or the air conditioner. If I sleep in silence, it's a horror movie, bro. Something bad's going to happen.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It's really bad. It's not safe. See,
boss is like that, too. He can't sleep without, like, the TV on.
Yep.
He's got to have the TV on.
I can sleep, like, in any way.
No. Yo, I just can't sleep on planes.
Insidious will happen in my room if it's quiet.
I need the quiet, dude.
I knocked the fuck out on my plane ride home today. It was amazing. Oh.
You got home today?
Yeah, I got home at 12:30, and I went into work at 2. Like, I landed on like 2 hours sleep. Like, I didn't sleep last night. All I did was sleep on the plane, and I had to drive right into work because I had to do work today.
You drove into work?
Yeah.
You drove into the city?
No, I work in Westchester. Is my office. I work for Pepsi, by the way, guys.
Shout out to
Pepsi. Okay.
That's far.
Stop buying Coke and buy Pepsi.
There you go.
Isn't it?
That's far? Our second sponsor, by the way.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm an electrician.
Yeah, Pepsi money. Pepsi money, bitch. I'm an electrician. Yo, do you remember when Keith used to get bloody noses all the fucking time out of nowhere? Yo, this kid would just be standing and just blood would be gushing out of his
nose. I remember. I didn't know.
Like, instantly. Like, someone turned on a faucet and it would be a lot. Probably more than the blood that was coming out of your fucking cyst. Just a lot of blood. I had to recircle and bring that back.
Are you okay now?
I'm okay. It's like, I don't like.
How'd you get rid of it?
I feel like the listeners don't really want to go into the details
of this. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of late for that.
So they had to like drain it once.
It's like a needle?
Yeah, they like basically just cut it.
Oh,
and like,
I'm not fucking.
Did you
that.
Watch it? I would watch it.
Like, how's he going to watch his ass?
They put local video cameras. Anesthesia on it, you know? What? So I couldn't feel them cut me because it would hurt.
You got like an epidural?
Yeah.
Oh, God. See, I just got the feeling in my ass right there.
Because for epidural.
I know what it does. Oh, all right, next.
It makes you numb from like the waist down or whatever.
I still have to get surgery, though. I still have to get surgery.
When? Really?
I'm getting it in 2 weeks.
Can I come?
Why? Because they got to take it actually out?
Yeah. They have to get like
Okay.
All the stuff out. I don't know.
Can I come?
If you want. You want to drive me?
I might take off work.
Is it one of those like surgeries where they have people
the glass window
in the crowd, like above, mm-hmm. like that Seinfeld episode where you could look down and watch the surgery.
And I'd have signs.
The like milk dud falls into the guy's
the junior
like,
man. Body. Yeah.
The junior man.
I'd have signs. Go, go, go. Yeah. Get out.
Yeah. Nice. Incision.
Good shot. Good shot.
What is that for? Like to teach.
To teach like med students. Yeah. I'm really like, it's going to be really weird for the surgery because the way I have to sit, it's like, so like, because obviously the doctor's going to be like cutting in my ass, right?
Oh, God.
Like, yeah. So you know how like when girls go to the gynecologist, they're like.
The
like
legs.
Yeah. No.
I'm basically like that, but like.
Reversed.
On my stomach. Yeah.
No, I'm so sorry.
So that's how she's going to do the surgery.
So you're face down, ass up.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to lay there for like 30 minutes, 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
While he's awake? Like,
and well, they're going to have to stare at your ass for that long, too.
And my ass is not pretty.
I don't doubt that at all. I don't think that's nice.
So sorry about that.
Dude, that's crazy. That's so funny.
I don't know, man.
Just picturing that. Just this passed out person with his ass in the air.
He's not passed out.
No, I'm awake.
Oh, you're awake.
They just numb the area. Yeah.
It's local anesthesia. Oh, my God.
It's not. I'm so sorry.
So I'll be like... I don't know. Maybe I'll listen to music or something. Maybe I can have my iPod in there. We'll see.
My boy, one of my friends is a nurse, and he has to like sit in on surgeries.
Yeah.
And he said, yo, some wild, you'll never know if something went wrong because they won't tell you unless it could cause like a
internal bleeding.
Thank you. Internal bleeding. Then they have to tell you. They have no choice. But if something happens and they do something wrong, they don't have to tell you. Nothing. You'll never know. And he goes, they talk about the craziest shit. Like, yo, did you watch like that episode of Grey's Anatomy last night? Yeah, it was pretty cool. Oh, snip. You know? Dude, it's weird. Snip. He goes, they're so casual. Like, they're like, yeah, wow. Yeah, man. Wow, that's crazy. All right, let's, you know what? Cut the ear.
It's cut the ear. It's probably a lot easier than we think. Is that stupid? That's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever said.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Surgery's got to be.
Oh god.
There's a heart surgeon out there listening
to you. I'm so dumb.
Like,
he's like, no, this, kid, this kid's a fucking idiot.
What do you mean easy? You go to school, you pay a lot of money.
It's a couple fucking organs. Cut this, cut that. You're chilling. Go home.
You know what's scary? Probably doing a C-section.
Yo, I can't even think about birth. Like, I can't even think about it.
I get weird feelings in my ass again.
I express this to girls all the time where I'm like, I don't know how you guys could just walk around and be happy when you have this, like, dark cloud just always over your head, like, one day I'm going to push a human out of this thing.
Oh, yeah, God. But it's beautiful, though, man.
No, oh, sure, Jesus, I'm sure it is. Marco. I'm life. Sure it is. Yes, it afterwards it is. But yeah. The process is horrific.
You can't sleep on your stomach. You know how bad that is?
I don't sleep on my stomach.
Oh, I do.
Sleep on my back. Sleep on my side. Right side.
No, I sleep on my stomach.
No, I can't do that.
I sleep on my exclusively left side.
I always sleep on my right. My bed is like a queen?
I think so. Yeah, and, or full.
How the fuck do you know?
Or a king.
I slept in there when you weren't there.
That's not a king. It's not that big. But I always sleep on my right. I only sleep on I sleep on 2 feet on my whole mattress.
Marco, you're
the same 2 feet.
Your bed takes up your whole room, bro.
I've never even been to this kid's house.
I have.
Yeah.
I'm blessed.
So my apartment is it's a great apartment, but my bedroom in the apartment is very small. The rest of the apartment's pretty big.
Yeah, but you have a balcony.
I have a balcony from my bedroom, yeah. But
that's worth it.
Yeah. But my bed is it's a queen, I believe, and it's basically like 3/4 of my room. The rest of it is for me to like walk around. What was that?
Anyway,
you never heard that song? Remember? It starts off, "What the bodies at the floor? What the bodies at tss, tss, tss."
The fuck is this kid doing?
All right, forget it.
Yeah, maybe just shut the fuck up. That'd be sick. All right? Anyway, we're going to wrap this up here. We're at 42 minutes. 42 minutes deep.
Is that the longest?
No. There was one time, I don't know, I did one with like Danny, Frankie, my cousin Pete was here, kids in the room. And Danny was fucking hammered and was just saying the dumbest shit in the background. Like, Danny was on the first ever podcast that I ever did on the Basement Yard. And we talked about this dude who had a 19-inch dick or some shit.
Whoa.
And then the second time he was on was recently. It was a couple episodes ago. I forgot what it's called. I think it's called pre-game something, right? With the pre-game is in the title. And Danny, like, the entire episode, like, you just hear him, like, say the weirdest shit. Like, like someone be telling a story and he'll just say, like, yeah, Like that low. It's just like the weirdest stuff. And you're like, what the fuck? This kid's hammered.
I love Danny.
He drank a whole bottle of Jameson that night. I didn't even realize how drunk he was until after we stopped. Because we went out to a bar and then he left like 10 seconds later. But whatever. Davina, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
You already know. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at AntVino. AntVino.
And Marco?
So I changed my Instagram name to make it shorter just for this.
So damn it, follow him.
You guys could follow me if you want. It's what did I change it to? Hold on.
Oh, M.Gonzo 28.
Hold on. Let me give you guys, let me make sure.
He's unsure now. I'm pretty sure it's M.Gonzo 28.
M.Gonzo 28, yes.
Yeah, M.Gonzo.
Give me a follow. Yeah.
Cool. Hit him up, man. I wonder if they're still filming Spider-Man up the block.
Yeah, they are filming Spider-Man.
I'm going to go up there after this.
Enjoy that.
I saw him already.
Our food has to be here any second. I'm so happy. Hungry.
I'm not. You guys can have fun.
We're just going to drink beers, watch Monday Night Football.
Yep.
Oh, I can't wait to watch Monday Night Football.
Are you going to stick around?
You know what? I am. I was supposed to go home and play some NHL.
No, just watch football.
Yeah,
I will.
There you go. All right. Anyway, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.